All right, well, welcome back, everyone. So what we'll do is we'll take out of order, if there's no objection, a discussion on the federal Anchorage proposal. I think Andy O'Brien put that in his article, and it sparked some questions. Any discussion on that? Do we need information? What are people looking for around the federal Anchorage?
Is it all an owl's head?
Yeah.
So is there an owl's head wrapped?
Nope.
No.
Not here.
Is there one?
Thank you.
I was hoping somebody would come over.
Well, for ignorant people, what is it? I don't even know what it is.
Matt?
Well,
so just public. Off Mouse Head, off of Broad Cove, there's a deeper spot where you can safely anchor these larger vessels that are coming into tendering into Rockland, I should say. And we do have a federal anchorage that's designated within the boundaries of Rockland, but it's just not simply deep enough for these ships, so they end up anchoring them out there. So the way it's been explained to me is they're going to anchor there anyway. They have every right to anchor there. But what they want to do, it was Penn Bay pilots, they went to the Coast Guard and applied to designate that area on the charts. And at that point, they would come under different rules and regulations, so on and so forth.
So why would they want that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
You'd have to point that towards.
Because, I mean, the only ships that are anchored in there are the creek
the
water
big
ships.
The big ones.
And, the pilots know where to anchor them.
Right.
So, and if they can anchor there anyway, why?
So sure.
Basically, I think Al's Head loses jurisdiction
it.
Of that.
Doesn't it explain it in that?
Can you make a copy? Did everybody read the letter to the
I've
Penn Bay pilots?
It to all of
yep.
you guys.
It's in the pilot?
No,
it's
a Penn Bay pilot's.
No, but it's in the Penn Bay pilot?
No, it's a Penn Bay pilot application.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So, Matt, the question that people have been asking me is when the pilots say they're going to anchor there, whether or not the designation goes through or not. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I don't have anything else to say. I really don't.
Okay.
Your best bet is to either talk to the Coast Guard, which is the authority on that, directly from the horse's mouth. And I don't have the background to talk about that.
Okay.
Who has the jurisdiction to set that? Only the Coast Guard, correct?
Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And they have not given
no,
them
no, in fact, I just received an email back. I forwarded you a copy of what I sent to the commander down in Portland. Just received an email today. I think I forwarded
yes.
it to everybody. So it's not out for public discussion yet, but it will be.
It will be, okay.
Yep, yep. And as soon as the commander has a little bit more information on when and where that might be or any other information regarding that federal anchorage, he'll forward it to me, but he's also going to start the public process.
And that will be in things like the Free Press and the other Penn Bay pilot?
I can't tell you about that, but I'll get the information to the Harbor Commission.
Okay.
Technically, it's
is
in
it?
The Federal Register,
yeah.
and they're supposed to be open for public comment.
Is it just for all the ships coming in, or was it specifically
for
the ships? Wait, one at a time. Come on.
If it's designated a federal anchorage, it's for any
so
ship.
So anyone, but yeah. that was the one that posed the problem, correct? She draws more water? Is that what I understand?
Oh, you mean the Queen Mary?
Yeah, QE2, Queen Mary. Wasn't that the issue that they were?
I don't know. I think, from what I understand after talking to the pilots, this has been an ongoing request. They wanted to do this years ago. The reason why they didn't was because near that area was a wreck on the chart. So when NOAA last summer scanned the bottom, they noted that that wreck is no longer there, if it was ever there to begin with. So at that point, they could move forward with that request to make that area part of the federal land.
And it is in Owl's Head.
It's not in Rockland. Yeah. It's right off of Owl's Head, Broad Cove.
Yeah, so David, you ask a good question. Should a representative from Owl's Head be here? That's I think that's a fair question.
Well, you already have their own. Yeah, they contact the Coast Guard. And so.
Mm-hmm. David, you had your hand up?
Yes, I did, but question was answered, I guess.
Okay.
Anybody wants to find an actual chart where it shows it, if you go to the Maine Politage Commission?
Yeah, no, I've seen a chart, and we've actually talked to some people on Owl's Head in Broad Cove there who have fairly strong opinions about this, but I was wondering, the question I had is, if you get a designation as an anchorage, does that affect the ability to fish there?
To fish there?
Oh, yeah. That does.
That's what we were just chatting about.
If you're within a circle of, I mean, are there a lot of traps out there? That
yeah, there's a lot of traps, and there's a lot of traps lost this year from the boats that was out there. Because one of the problems is they never say where they're going to put the boats when they come. They may give you a general idea, but then when they show up, they do what they want to do anyway. So then all of a sudden, all your traps are over here, so then you have to go and move them. Ones that you can find, a lot of them, some of them get damaged from the anchors actually dropping on them, you know, because there's a high concentration of lobster gear all through there.
Even though it's designated Owl's Head,
that's all rock on fishing bottom all the way out through there.
All the way out to the
all the way out to the dumping, to the PB buoy.
Sure.
From Owl's Head Light, basically, to the PB buoy. And everything north of that's rock on fishing bottom. Yeah.
Yes, one question I had is, what rights do the landowners have? Because their view is all of a sudden the side of a cruise ship, rather than...
They don't have any rights because the pilot has the ultimate say where they're going to put those ships. They can put them ships wherever they want because they're responsible for them. And it kind of gives them a little chip on the shoulder that they have that much power. They can do whatever they want, basically.
Would that be in federal waters? Or
No. They can put them boats wherever they want to put them.
So the town of Owl's Head wouldn't have any say?
No, they wouldn't have any say whatsoever.
Once it's established that... Would they have
say
before it's established?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No. Well,
during the public meeting.
It doesn't even need to be a federal anchor. They can put it wherever they want.
Yeah.
So what's the point in having a public hearing that's, you know, we're notified in the Federal Register? Because they're going to do it
anyway. It doesn't
anyway.
Make any what sense is, to me doesn't. Unless you just want some kind of power grab is what I look at it as.
Well, I think it's required in the law. You read the Coast Guard law, they have to publish, once the local commander has made a decision to establish a federal anchorage area, they have to publish it in the Federal Register and have a public meeting to encourage comment. Probably, I mean, this is a law that obviously covers every place in the country, and probably there are situations where it's different than here. But I'm kind of jaded about our government, so.
Doesn't it take an act of Congress to put that, designate that?
I think it's just the captain of the port.
Well, if we went through this whole thing with O'Hara and they decommissioned the Federal Channel and recommissioned part
of... That had more to do with the Army Corps of Engineers, I think.
No, well, they said it had to go to special counsel.
Had to have an act of Congress.
Yeah.
Captain Ford, I'm sure.
Well, as I read the law, the Department of Homeland Security is the one ultimately responsible, and they delegated the responsibility to make decisions on the general, the commander of the Northeast or something, and they in turn redelegated it to the local, or the colonel or commander of the
Sector Northern New England.
Yeah, which is the captain of the port. Commander of the sector is the captain of the port.
Yeah, it's the port captain of the Coast Guard, whatever.
Captain of the port, who is the commander of the Northern New England sector.
Yeah.
And that's Guy Portland.
I'm familiar with military ranks and all that stuff. So.
Is that Myers?
No.
Or Verudi. It's Verudi,
Ken?
I'm not on the commission and just here, but just for clarification for me, so say a pilot, Adam Philbrook, for example, would be on one of the Carnival cruise lines, or they'd take him out to Matinicus, put him on board, he'd come in here, and he'd say, put the anchor down here. And so what Carnival Cruise Lines would like would essentially be to have an anchorage where they could just swing and not run all their positional gear.
Yeah.
All this bow thrusters and stuff to keep them in one spot. Mm-hmm. Which, in essence, they want a lot more space out there just to swim.
Jack Navy? Might be in,
I think that was in
because
the
yard. They talk about the dynamic position.
Yeah, that's right, thank you.
Yeah. And so it's kind of rationalizing use of that.
Less fuel
and the depth.
You know, during the time that they're here.
Well, I have to admit that from their perspective, that's a pretty extraordinary responsibility to be the one to, say, put the boat here. And whether they belong there or not is a whole other question. But do the Navy frigates, when they come in here, do they have a pilot?
Same pilot.
I think they do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have to have pilots.
Okay, how about...
And they could drop anchor anywhere they wanted. They could do outside breakwater or just drop an anchor there if they wanted.
Yep.
But the American cruise lines, like is it the Independence?
They're not required to have them.
Okay. Other
questions? Some yachts are required, right?
Yeah. So two. Mm-hmm. Bill was talking about that, and I don't know what the requirements are for those.
Yes. 250 or 400 or something.
Any further discussion? Any other questions?
One more question.
Kim?
The proposal for the cruise lines is that the city is going to charge them, is it $10 a person?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use their little shuttlecraft, their starship shuttlecraft, to go back and forth. Does our, as a city, our rights to charge them change if they're not specifically anchored in Rockland water?
No. Mm-hmm. If they come over the public landing, which is here, we can charge. It doesn't matter where they're coming from.
Does their obligation, are there obligations to the city that change when they're further out and not in?
Our responsibility ends at the tip of this dock, as far as the city.
Right here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Most of those cruise ships were probably in Owl's Head water.
Yeah, right.
If you look at this right up here, you
I went out and plotted where the last ones went, and they were well outside of Rockland territorial water.
Yeah.
I think just one was one was adjacent to the breakwater that was in Rockland.
That was the smaller one.
The silver was
Pearl.
There.
Yeah. Pearl.
What was the silver one?
This year, yeah, I think the silver was
Further discussion? Okay, so what we do absolutely is community has woken up to this. I know I've heard from one or two people from Broad Cove who have concerns because they feel as if they're behind the eight ball, and you know that months have gone by and they haven't had any input, and they are from Owl's Head, so hopefully they will step forward and voice their opinion, but we will need to know when the public comment is so the commission can make a recommendation, if we have one, to the feds and obviously the fishermen, if you want to reach out to your community, because I think it is important to understand that if this shifts, I understand what the pilots are saying, that they can put those boats anywhere they want, but we also have a fishing community, and I would think that at some point they have some rights as well, not just a cruise ship. My personal opinion, but we can find that out. Anything else with the federal anchorage?